Benedict.
We take out the garbage, we can send the base. One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage, we can send the base. One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah.
It's hot in here.
Yeah, I'm taking off all my clothes.
All of them?
Yeah.
Don't mind Dave, he's just gonna be naked for the rest of
this. This is what I do. Welcome to After We Take Out the Garbage, Season 3, Episode...
I don't know.
10.
We're in Season 3?
We're in Season 3. This is the third year we've been doing this.
No.
Yep. This is a podcast. I'm Dave, one of your hosts.
Oh, I'm Haley.
And this is a podcast where we come up with a topic and then we ignore it. and we're joined by our super special friends. I'll have you introduce yourself. Maybe Eric first.
I'm Eric.
Hey, Eric, can you introduce yourself? Yeah. Good job.
Hello, listeners.
And I'm Rachel.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yay.
Hi.
This is Rachel's debut.
Yeah, that's right. You may remember Eric from our
other episode.
How many
future
episodes
society
back?
Society.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Was that in this year that you did
it? I don't remember.
I think that was after we got back from Disney, maybe.
Yeah, it was around Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
December-ish? That sounds right.
Because
I feel like we talked about Epcot.
Yeah. Nice. Well, he's back.
Yeah.
He's back. Like the Terminator said he was gonna be, and then he just died.
I mean, he came back to that specific location. He came back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and shot everyone in the face.
Oh,
that was the whole thing there.
The Terminator did that?
Yeah, that's when the whole album.
Is this
in
the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, I only remember the second one with the liquid cop.
Yeah.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah,
I think that's the second one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever saw the first one.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
What?
Oh, you should.
I just saw the one with the liquid cop.
That sounds familiar, though. Maybe I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, you should go out and watch yourself some Terminator.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
it's a pretty good movie.
I mean, fine.
I've been okay this long.
Yeah.
No, you don't know. You don't know that. the topic for tonight? Is names?
Names.
Again, if you listen regularly, or which you probably don't, I mean, let's be real here.
Yeah, we're going to be honest. Or you probably just don't remember because it was apparently 3 years ago.
Yeah. It was in the first season we talked about names. Was that a podcast with Erica?
No, it was a podcast with just you and me.
Just you and me? Okay. Any hooser.
We talked about weird ways to spell Erica, though.
Oh,
that was like 10 minutes of the podcast was just spelling Erica seven different ways.
Yeah, it can get ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll touch on that.
We'll get there
this evening.
Yeah, so I would say we all have pretty plain. I mean, your run of the mill Americano names.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, with the exception of my middle and last name. What's your middle name? Victoria?
Victoria.
Okay, Victoria. What are you guys' middle names? Can I ask?
Yeah, I'm a. Well, you can.
Is this private information?
No. I'm a Robert.
A Robert.
Robert.
Right.
Oh yeah, we knew that because then there's other Eric Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we knew that.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Nicole.
Do you go by your maiden name as your middle name?
No.
Okay.
That's an old-timey thing to
is
do.
It? I didn't know if people still did that.
I don't know.
I think I have that on Facebook so people can find me.
Yeah. I do too.
I didn't know.
I did
that,
it
to
please Dave's Indonesian side of the family.
Yeah.
They also think we got married in a church. We were big liars.
No, they might. They might know now.
They might know. At least Adi doesn't know.
Now that they're listening,
no one has told. They don't speak English.
They shouldn't be on the internet.
Okay. So I had to. I'm a big fan of monikers as a name. And I just wanted to get the rundown on opinions on monikers. Like, for instance, well, you know, like Cher, Madonna, the one word name, the one name name.
Is that, right. Is that a moniker?
Right?
Bono.
Mono, yeah.
Did you say mono?
No, Bono. Oh,
yeah. Like, I was saying, is that part of it? I thought moniker was just any nickname.
And I was like, I've never heard of mono.
Mono, well, meaning
does it have
one.
To be one word?
Cur, meaning...
Yeah, I got you.
Cur.
I thought you were saying that mono was a person, like Bono.
No,
but
no.
Yeah.
He's like all mono. The time.
Yeah. I had a mono twice.
Well, aren't you lucky? Lightning strikes, you know? Twice sometimes.
Often.
yeah, are you? Are we fans? What's the consensus, I'm wondering?
I think...
I don't like it.
I think you have to deserve it.
Oh.
Like, Cher and Bono have enough, and like Prince have enough of a history. But Kesha coming out of the gate like that? Yeah. Too
right?
Soon.
Yeah. Or
with
they're,
a dollar sign,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. There's also actresses that just have one name.
Who?
Like, there are actresses out there.
Oh, yeah, like Retta?
Retta, that's I was trying to think of what her name was.
She's from Parks and Rec.
She plays Donna.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then there's also there's someone who was on Weeds for like the first few seasons.
Then there's Chachi.
Wait, is it?
I think
that
was just a that's just
the
character.
Yeah, that's Scott Baio.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
he had a last name.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I'm not.
Was his last name not Fonzarelli?
No, that was...
That's Fonzie.
I know, but they were related.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he was Arthur they were cousins. Fonzarelli, wasn't
it? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that was his first name. Yeah.
Fonz, right.
Yeah.
Chachi, I don't know. I just want to
But say. He could be Chachi Fonzarelli.
Maybe it was on his mother's side.
I don't know.
Wait, wait. As, like, in real life, they're related?
No. Chachi and the Fonz.
Unhappy Days.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, anyway, yeah they were, like, uncle and nephew, right?
Thought they were cousins.
Or maybe they could have, or maybe cousins.
Maybe they were.
Something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody really something. Knows.
No one knows.
There's no way to know.
Is there a way that they said,
can't ask
like,
anyone.
What?
No. Nope.
Wait, the Fonz, how did he, he always did the A.
Yeah.
You see that guy?
Yep.
And he would hit the thing and it would do stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The jukebox?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what did Chachi do? Nothing?
He loved Joni. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, that's all he did.
Okay. All
right. Right.
I don't remember these things.
I don't know if that qualifies as a moniker, though, or if it's just...
No, because, like I said, he had a last name.
It's more of a nickname. Well, even people with monikers have last names, I'm sure, right?
Well, Prince is just Prince. I mean,
well,
like...
But he has a, like, real name, but...
It was just Prince.
Do you legally have to have a last name?
I would think so.
Yeah, I don't know. That's maybe...
You don't need to have a middle name, though.
State. Yeah, that's true.
That's true. My dad doesn't.
No. It's a lot of foreigners don't have middle names.
Yeah.
You need it if your last name is Johnson.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah, that
true.
Sounds about right. Well, I like the idea. I kind of like the idea, though, of, for instance, Kesha just being like, I'm Kesha. Like, you know, what's that? What's that girl's name who's... she's a baby daddy of the one of the...
She's the baby daddy?
She's the baby mama. Of one of the Kardashian guy son.
Tyga?
No, Black China.
Black China.
Oh, Black China.
Like, I'm fucking Black China now. Like, that's just
she
who
just
I am.
She started out like a stripper, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I think
she
probably
name.
Deserved it and earned it.
She earned that name.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. I don't know anything about her. All I know is that I heard Tyga and Black China are back together.
Stop.
I know, right?
We don't have cable anymore.
I just saw this on Facebook. But so that means that they totally played the Kardashians. They played them good.
Oh, man. Well,
I have no idea what you're
talking about. I hate that I like
Well, I'm pretty sure Tyga and Black China were together originally, and I think they have a kid together.
They do have a kid together.
And then Tyga got together with Kylie Jenner.
And I think
and
Kim got them together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Black China was with Rob Kardashian and had his baby like 6 months ago, and now they broke up, and now Tyga and Black China are back together.
Is Tyga a rapper?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I didn't
he
know
does,
Tyga and Kylie broke up.
Tyga what? Does he does Rack City Bitch.
Oh, Rack City Bitch, Rack City Bitch.
Yeah, that's Tyga. And then he does
rack
another
city
song
bitch,
that
rack,
sounds
Rack City Bitch.
Exactly. I think it's called Keep It Nasty, but it sounds exactly like Rack City.
Keep it nasty, bitch.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. We should actually just play that song. What if we just played that song for the rest of the podcast and then like...
Just like on a loop? Keep it nasty?
Keep it nasty, bitch. Keep it nasty, bitch.
He does. There's no bitch.
Oh.
Aww.
He just like... Keep it nasty. Keep it nasty.
Is that real?
Yes.
Good Lord.
I think it's something along those lines, but it sounds just like Rack City because I get really excited and I'm like, oh, it's not it. It's the other one.
It's kind of reminds. What's that one song where Lil Jon, he's just like, yeah, like he
all
just
of
does
them?
That. Well, but yeah. For the whole song though, like that's
I think
all
it's, I think
it.
It's yeah.
Oh, it's just yeah.
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 Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The Usher song with Ludacris.
Yeah.
And
for sure,
Lil Jon
and Luda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to do it again.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Eric. We lost Eric.
I have no idea what any of this is. It's once
they're
in a while.
Speaking another language.
Heard of before. On topic, though,
yeah.
I was going to question, do we consider Black China a moniker? Because that's two words.
That's
true. Two words, but
it's
it is
two.
Like
entering
she
the,
changed
I
her
know,
name.
It had to be one.
Right. Well, mono, moniker.
Yeah.
That's,
no, it's,
otherwise,
I would not consider it a moniker, no.
No, it's just a changed name.
Black China is the simplest
but
order
tiger.
Like, of Polly.
Yeah, Tyga.
Yeah.
There's also Pink.
Oh, yeah, Pink.
Yeah. A Duker.
Yeah. I think Pink has earned it.
A Duker.
Yeah.
I think so.
What
yeah,
if your last
pink,
name
Pink qualifies.
Duker?
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 Yeah.
Whose last name is Duker?
I don't know. We were just...
What? Okay. We'll pose this out there. What if you were Monica Duker?
Oh.
But everyone
oh.
called you Monica.
Oh, that would... Oh, shit.
Because you're like... Yeah, you know how people say...
I feel like only nerdy people would call her
you
that.
You had R's in there.
Yeah.
Or somebody
but it would happen.
Talked all jacked up. Like, Monica Duker.
Monica. Yeah, yeah. Kind of like if you were to say like vagina, or what else?
Regina
Spector.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now you've lost me.
Yeah.
Well, I just like the idea of people just being like, you know what? Fuck my name. This is my name now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, not that. I don't know. I just like the idea of like they just don't care.
Now, okay. So what about people that when you see their name, you're like, well, it's obviously pronounced like this because I speak the fucking English language, but yeah. They don't pronounce it like that. Like I met a girl who spelled her name like Asia.
Yeah.
Don't call her Asia.
Oh.
It's Aja.
Oh. Asia. Was it Asia spelled like the Steely Dan?
No, it's spelled like Asia.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, you can't change how you say a continent. Sorry, you can't
yeah.
do it. And then there was Camara.
Uh-huh.
Camera.
Oh, no way. That's not a real thing.
Yes. Absolutely. Man. Don't call her Camera either. That's worse than Asia. I think Asia got
camera.
Used to it, but like...
There was a Saturday Night Live sketch with Nicolas Cage when he was hosting. Do you remember that?
No.
It was kind of dumb, but the whole thing was like a 3-minute build up to the punchline at the end, and it was him and his wife talking about baby names. She was, you know, I think it was like Anna Gasteyer or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Anna or Anna?
It was only one N. I think that kind of implies an Anna, doesn't it?
I don't know. I always said Anna.
I don't know.
My cousin saw her throwing something away on the street of Chicago. She should have asked her then.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
but she just stopped and stared at her and then turned around and left.
Anna.
Anner. But anyway, the sketch continued and she would come up with a name and it was like, well, what about Peter? And he was like, you know, he'd shoot it down. Nicolas Cage shoot down all the ways that they're going to screw with Peter, you know. And it was normal names like Tom or Dick or Harry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept saying how, and then they just went through all these names, and nothing worked out. And she was getting real frustrated. And then the doorbell rang, and there was some guy delivering a package. And he said, "I got a delivery for Asswipe Johnson." And then the whole punchline was Nicolas Cage goes, "That's Aswipe," and he slams the door. And that was the whole point
That's
of the
it.
Sketch. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Aswipe Johnson.
That's. I love that. I love how I can imagine the whole thing going on, and at the end, like, the audience is so let down. They're just like, God right. damn it, is that all there is?
I think that's precisely what happened.
Yeah, yeah. I love that idea. I think mm-hmm. that's great. Congratulations, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, you've...
Yeah.
More than 40 years on the air.
I don't know. 75, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
I kind of... It seems kind of like maybe our beers might be...
Are you getting parched?
You know, yeah. Getting okay. ready. All right. Hey, so far everything's been recording.
Yay!
Yay! Hey, do you remember when we didn't have a theme song for this, and we just like in the middle of our segment, we'd be like, "Oh, by the way, this is good for the gut."
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think we fixed that by like the fourth episode or something.
Did we? Wow.
I don't know.
Good for us.
Find out.
Yeah.
I was just saying that the production quality really, really went up in season two.
The pilot's always weird.
Yeah. Our budget went from $0 to about,
$0.
$0 to beer money.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
$17.50.
Yeah. So what should, all right, apparently tonight is Belgian night. I think I want to, should we start with this
one here? Do we need a calibration beer?
No.
Okay, all right. So, Haley and I brewed this Belgian Saison. It failed in some respects.
Now we're going to drink it.
And now we're going to drink it. And we're also going to make Eric and Rachel drink it, so.
I think they should drink it first.
Yeah, you guys pour.
Okay.
And
you don't have to pour a lot if you don't want
to. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got more if you want. Or we have less if you want to pour it out.
Well, if we're going to sample multiples, we should probably, you know, just, we'll ease into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, Rachel's half in the bag already.
I drink at dinner.
So just the rundown on this one. It's a pretty basic, your basic Belgian Saison. Really nothing added beyond the, water malt. Hops, yeast, but mostly, we just kind of try to let the yeast do its thing.
Do the talking.
Do the talking.
In Flemish.
Yeah. but it stalled out. Due to some issues, I don't know what, and we ended up with bottle bombs originally.
I don't have any head on mine.
And then,
went away already.
Yeah.
That's all right. Anywho,
anyway. So we tried to salvage it, and I will have to say, I think this is as good as it could have been in terms of how we could salvage it, but go ahead and, knock it if you want to, because I don't feel exceptionally proud of it, but I feel like for a salvaged beer, I'm not like,
it's not bad.
Okay.
But it almost... It, to me, it's more like a quadruple or something.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very
because it's got thick. I think because of your stalled fermentation there,
mm-hmm.
it's got a lot of residual sweetness. It's
yeah.
big and heavy in your mouth.
Yeah,
and it's dark.
Yeah,
none of which is unappealing.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't call it a Saison.
Okay, well then it's a triple.
I think if you called it something else, you could get away with it.
Awesome.
It's probably not quadruple strength.
Yeah. Okay.
But you could. Call it,
light. 3.5 triple.
a lawnmower quad.
Oh.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, no, lawnmower quad. Now we got to save some for the next meeting and call it that. Lawnmower quad. People will be like, I don't want to try that. Like, don't do it. It's all right.
Well,
old Cub Cadet.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys are trying one of our beers finally.
Yeah.
Did you try a beer once?
I tried one at the whiskey party.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
The
was
zombie
that the
dust clone.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I think was pretty good.
All right.
I don't remember how the whiskey
party. That one
party.
I felt pretty proud of, but I had like training wheels on that one. So.
Yeah, I remember trying it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, I think we discussed it briefly.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
And then, like, for 2 days after that, I had some wicked food poisoning. So I think it's kind of erased everything.
Unrelated food poisoning.
Yeah, no, it didn't happen here.
Was that your ceviche food poisoning?
No, it was some... You got bit by some Uncle Nick's.
That was, like, Midnight Uncle Nick's.
Yes, I remember this story.
We left here and we're like, man, that party was really cool, but now I need to eat something.
I'm surprised I've never gotten food poisoning from.
And then I had a chicken pita, and it was rubbery, which is the first sign.
We always get the Saganaki.
Dysentery.
And then sometimes I'll get a hot dog.
Yeah, I think that's what we do.
It's hard to screw up. Sometimes
pizza
salt puff. And cancer in there, it's going to kill anything.
Right?
Yeah.
I haven't had a pizza puff in like 10 years. That was always my go-to.
Yeah.
It was just like, is it going to melt my mouth today?
It's going to be hot forever.
Yeah, this turned out. It hits all of the Belgian flavor points.
Okay. Yeah.
It smells nice. It's a bit sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is uncharacteristic of what you were trying to do. But it's, overall, it's not bad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank
Thanks.
You. Yeah. It's, I should, yeah. I was saying I before, I think. It's we. We,
it's we. Yeah, he always he kept saying my beer.
Well, and it's not true. Yeah, it's ours. We both did a lot, I think.
Yes, on it. We did.
We have a good bottling system down, I will say. I mean, I know a lot of people like get down on the bottling portion, but I think
it's
we
a
have
lot of work.
It is. But I think we have a good process.
At first, we did not have a good process, and we would have beer all over the kitchen floor, everywhere. But now we do it in the dishwasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we just lay the door down, drippings get in the...
Yeah, spray.
You know how to prevent drippings on your kitchen floor, though.
How?
Do it in your basement.
I thought you were going to say kegging.
Yeah. Well, that too, but we always bottled in the basement for just that reason. Yeah.
That's, I suppose.
Anyway.
You still got to clean it up, though.
Dave, Hailai, pretty good.
Oh, good, thank you. I'm so glad you guys were game to try this.
That is how you pronounce your names, right?
That is how
you're trying to keep it topical.
Gail Garcia Bernal would pronounce my name.
Right. So. The dude from Mozart in the Jungle.
Yeah.
Hailai.
Are you watchers?
We are watchers.
Love it. Yeah.
It's a good show.
I'm not. Yeah, I've only seen a few episodes, but I
was going to cancel my Amazon Prime. And I didn't have it for like 2 weeks. And then the third season of Mozart in the Jungle came out. And I was fuck.
It's so
good.
So
I got it again. Yeah. Luckily, it was like towards the beginning of the year. So I got like a whole year out of it.
I heard that the whole thing is sort of like loosely not based on, but inspired by the life of Gustavo Dudamel.
No, it's a book. A real oboist in the New York Philharmonic wrote about her experience.
But it didn't have like the character, though.
Yeah, it was when Gustavo Dudamel was... the maestro.
Is it like
when was that?
Sometime before now.
Late 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, but it's not like it was an old story and they made it modern.
No,
it's
recent.
Gustavo Dudamel is still fairly young as far as maestros go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's like 40.
I don't know anything about maestros.
Was it...
I read a lot after liking the show.
Yeah, okay.
He actually had a cameo.
I never even thought that it would be based off of
Gustavo Dudamel.
Gustavo.
He's, first of all, cool name.
Yes, there you go.
I don't want to derail us too hard. Secondly, Dudamel. I like that. But secondly, he's always been one of my favorite, conductors. He's got a real flair. You take something just about classical stuff is you take something that people have done for centuries and you put your own little spice on it,
Yeah.
I like his spice. It's a nice spice.
Do you listen to a lot of classical music or did you grow up on it, either of you guys?
I wouldn't say I grew up. I mean,
Eric's gotten me into it.
Yeah, I dig it a lot.
Since we've been together.
Did you? I don't know. Rachel didn't. You weren't.
Like occasionally. I mean, I liked it, but I didn't seek it out before Eric got me into it.
I've never been. Early in my life, I'd never really listened to it that much. I never had too much exposure to it, but now I listen to this podcast called Classical Classroom, actually, which y'all should listen to if you'd like to get into classical. But slowly I feel like I'm building up my vocabulary or my
it's not repertoire.
It's not that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge base. Anywho. Yeah, but I've been getting more into it. But yeah, I'll have to check him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Venezuela.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, he did the whole, like, Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra thing. And
yeah, they played at the Super Bowl. Mm.
They did.
This last time or the time before.
Hmm.
And he conducts the youth orchestra, and they played.
They didn't give him credit at all, too. Because I forget, who was it? Some stupid act that I don't care anything about.
I think it was Beyoncé. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I
you, you know what you were doing.
Beyoncé. Anyway, she did her thing, and it sucked, like always. And then they had these kids come out and play some stuff. And Gustavo Dudamel was directing them. And, of course, you know, I recognize that dude anywhere. But they don't give
you
were
the
credit.
Only one excited. Nobody... for Gustavo Beyonce standing right there. And you're like, fuck
nobody
that bitch.
Cared.
Gustavo's
cared.
My man.
Mm-hmm. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, that's true. But you were the only one.
You know, yeah, I do think there's something about this. It's kind of funny how certain people get credit in certain situations like that, you know.
Especially if they have monikers like Beyonce. Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah. That's her name.
And she, yeah. Well, and, but she's become a moniker.
Yeah, that's true. True.
But she, I mean, still goes by Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Did she hyphenate? Did she hyphenate?
So it says Miss Carter.
Yeah.
What other Belgians do we have here?
Oh, we have, well.
We have a Variety.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that Variety liquor store?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
down on Newburgh or Broadway.
Yeah.
It used to be Froberg Swedish Bakery. And so.
Oh.
And now it's Variety.
You like
liquor.
Drove by one day, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I know.
Some Arab dudes bought it. And you know what? Who, like,
oh,
they.
Eric,
I'm being
oh, it's
really
okay.
Careful.
Okay.
You haven't got beer in your ceiling yet, right?
No, no, yeah. So it's time.
It's time.
This bottle has a cork, radio listeners.
Cork?
I'm working it here.
And
ooh, there it is. Hoppa.
Oh.
That scared me. I didn't think we'd actually do that.
You remember the first time we opened up a champagne bottle? And we were like, how the hell do we open this? And then you said something like, I think you just shake it.
I'm like, I did not do that.
I swear, this is forever ago.
Because I was probably 17.
Well, I mean, I was.
You shake it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. And then you're like, yeah, yeah. And so I'm like, okay. And then I'd shake it. And then all of a sudden it shoots at the window, like all the way across the room, my parents' house. I'm like, okay. And then it starts exploding. I put my mouth on it. I'm like.
You're supposed to have a saber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, and then at our old house, there's a dent in the ceiling from a cork that Colin Johnson actually,
okay.
He opened a bottle in our kitchen and it shot off. And there's like a, you can actually see it was like a cork that had like ridges and you can actually see like the
ridges
in it. Like
yeah.
It's,
that's pretty hilarious. Yeah. Okay, so this one, this Belgian.
This is a collaboration between The Lost Abbey and Brasserie DuPont, and it's called Deux Amis. It's an American-Belgian Saison ale, product of Belgium, so they must have done most of the brewing in the latter brewery, not the former. So anyway, that's what I know about it. It showed up in my fridge. Somebody may have brought it at New Year's and left it there. So, thank you.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah.
Maybe. Did we buy it?
Maybe.
Anyway, if not, just in case.
Yeah.
Thank you, friends, for leaving your beer at my house.
Oh, yeah.
Who's ready? Who's ready?
You guys pour first. Are you guys pretty particular about your glassware, by the way?
I prefer to do the right thing, but I also don't care if I don't.
Yeah,
right.
We don't own anything but pint glasses.
Well we do. Years. We have like one or two Nonic pints.
Well,
we have
like a promotional night at a bar.
Right.
We have like the Stella Artois glass.
And we have that. And then we have one of the Pilsner.
Yeah, we were supposed to get a special glass from New Belgium one night at the beer market, and they didn't give it to us.
Oh.
Oh,
yes. Jerks.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Bought your $12 beer and I didn't even get a glass.
We went to a beer festival when we were in Brussels. And they're so serious about their glassware.
Yeah, oh. You get a
chip. Had a token that served as your glass, and you turned it in to get the proper glassware for the beer you were getting.
Whoa.
Right, and they all had tasting.
The name of the brewery on it. Sometimes multiple ones if they had different
beers. Yeah, just like varieties of tulip glasses, but varieties. Had to be just the right variety.
Our beer did not look like this.
Right. Well, cause that's what I said about the, you know, the color.
Because it's a 3.5 triple.
I think I imagine some of that has to do with we had... liquid malt extract, and we did it for like the whole boil.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that is a common problem with extract brews is getting them light enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, your saison's usually,
yeah,
sort of straw colored like that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good description. Golden, straw colored.
Goldeny. Or maybe like
goldeny.
Maybe like ran a marathon and you peed.
Yeah.
But that type of color too.
Yeah, actually, this is actually
the color. I've never run a marathon, by the way.
So. That we call
I don't know if that's true.
Healthy pea color.
This is a healthy pea color.
It seems dehydrated pea color to me.
Nope, it is. This is not.
But that's. I'm thinking of the pea in the water.
Oh.
So this is a healthy color in a cup for a sample.
Yeah, a sterile.
But not if the whole bowl looked like that.
Right. If your pea mixed with water looks like this, that's bad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just your straight
up people
pee.
That don't look at pee in cups all day.
I
don't know what you mean.
I'm sorry, I look at pee in cups a lot.
All right. I always aim for like a color of like lime juice.
Yeah.
How do you aim for a color?
You drink enough water.
I've been drinking
like
a gallon a day.
I've been
always clear.
Yeah, I've been trying to drink more water. I'm up to like. At least 60 ounces. Now.
You should get this app called Plant Nanny.
Plant Nanny?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of that.
It makes me drink water to feed my little plant.
Yeah. All right. I'll do it.
I could lie about it, but no. I won't.
How do you?
I just sit and chug water at work, and I'm like, oh shit, I need more water.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're like having two conversations.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Can you like some super advanced stuff where you can like pull out the two other voices and make a separate podcast? And
that'd be amazing.
Time out of it.
More bang for your buck.
But then you hear like the background.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing this all the time.
Well, one thing I like about a lot of Belgians is that funky smell that you get.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a word for that, or like to describe?
that's a great word for it.
That was a face, by the way.
I don't know. I always just call it that funky Belgian funk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, it's all in the yeast, though, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's a nice, funky.
Belgians are kind of like the reason I started getting into craft beer anyway in the first place. Because it's so different than what you're used to otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say this is a good one. I used to be, what was that saison that I used to get all the time over at Love's Liquor? It had... Yeah, they only had it in bombers, and it had a super funky smell. But
was it Saison Brett?
That doesn't sound right.
Okay, because that would be super extra funky, because it's Brettanomyces.
Was it an orange bottle?
No, green. Green was the color of the lit. Green and white, maybe a little yellow.
Was it the Saison DuPont?
Saison DuPont.
Oh,
did it look like this?
That's
the basic,
the main,
that's your standard.
This is your calibration beer saison.
Yeah, this is that. This is half that.
Oh, half that.
It's a collaboration.
They collaborated with Lost Abbey.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, okay,
but they did it at their brewery, so it's the same yeast.
Well, go figure. Sure. That's why it's so. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Your palate is quite astute.
Well, cheers, y'all. These are good ones. And then we had one more, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if we don't get to it, it's okay.
Okay. Well, here, let's we can keep going on.
I just
names.
Learned that it's okay for beer to go through different temperatures.
I know, because we had been talking about whether you could do that, like let it go through temperature changes, and we were also talking about I don't know, can we store them like on their side? Is that okay?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so the last brew club meeting where...
The only reason I was like, you know, let it settle out so when you pour it, you don't get the leaves.
Right.
But of course, in your Belgian example, you might want that anyway.
Yeah.
Give it a little swirl.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, point of, it's personal preference there. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to have them lay on their sides because you just don't have the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a true story.
You just got to do it.
And if it was wine, you'd do that.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta wet that cork.
Old wine.
Yep. You gotta do the cork soaking.
Yeah.
And well,
soak those corks.
And tannins are a different thing in wine, you know, because you want tannins in wine.
I don't know if I like this.
All of them.
Depends on the style. Some you do.
Okay. Is it some just reds? I don't know.
But you don't want like if
typically you, you know, your heavy reds, are more tannic. More,
they're all gonna be there in some degree,
right? Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. The old tannins.
DJ old Tanner. Tannins.
DJ Tanner.
DJ Tannins, that'd be a great name for a wine.
Oh, DJ Tannins.
We're doing it.
This kind of entered my mind today. Distinctly old names. How come there's some names that do not persist, but there are some names that have persisted for, like David? That's persisted forever.
Like a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jacob, all these names.
You're talking
Is it
because
they're biblical?
Yeah. I mean, well.
That could be.
That could be, but.
There's also, like, other weird biblical names, though.
Yeah, yeah. Like Esau.
Who's the guy that sat in the gum tree? You know, remember the song?
Yeah.
He sat in a gum tree.
Yeah. No, it's a.
Kookaburra?
Fuck.
Yeah, it's Kookaburra. There you go.
Sat in the old gum tree.
Maybe that's what I'm making up.
You know, from the old
No, but there's Hebrew. A song about a guy that sat in a tree and watched Jesus do something.
Sounds like an Aesop.
Was it Zechariah? Did Zechariah sit in a tree?
Maybe.
Fuck, where's my...
But there are Zacharias now. That's not a... That's
there are not Zacharias. There's Zacharies.
There's probably
a Zachariah.
Yeah, and they're weird.
Or Israeli.
All right, I gotta get my phone so I can look this. You have your phone? Give me your phone.
Oh, yeah, here.
We're going to look up who sat in a tree to watch Jesus.
In the meantime, though, I hazard to guess that Dave's not talking about names like Dave or Rachel. Ethel, Bertha, Gertrude, Roger,
exactly.
Maude,
you got it.
Eunice.
Eunice. All that.
Yeah.
Mortimer.
Mortimer. Hey, Mortimer is a cool name, though.
Is that coming around? Is that coming back?
Where's a Clarence? When's the last time you met a Clarence?
Clarence? Yeah, no, not it's too many Clarences. It's a
wonderful life. Right.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. It's the only Clarence I know.
Right?
Yeah. Who? Clarence Thomas?
Oh,
there's
too.
One. There's one. That's, there's
it was a sycamore tree.
Oh.
Oh.
Who was it?
So yeah, I'm. Is that weird? I want to say, I don't know. How is that?
I think some of the old names are coming back. Like when we were kids, I didn't know any Sophias or Olivias or Eleanors, and now
super trendy.
They're everywhere. I like them, but they are really popular. Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, everything's phased. But then there's names like Bertha and Eunice that just, they eventually, nobody names your kids that anymore, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Because they don't roll off the tongue pleasantly. Yeah. Mike, I have a grandmother whose name was Eunice, and she went by Jess.
Oh.
Because her name was Eunice.
Okay. Is that her middle name, Jess?
No, she just liked Jess.
That's how she shortened it.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
But anyway... I think
I don't know how to pronounce that, but I was close.
Probably what happens is you
Zacchaeus.
Get like,
is it Zacchaeus?
Names.
Is it Greek? Zacchaeus?
Right.
It's Greek, so and I would
then
say it's Zacchaeus.
Those people have children. Zacchaeus. And they're like,
they're,
I want,
now
just
I
like
feel
they
like
do
I need
now,
to play the song.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I want to name my kid something new or funky or different from all the other
right
kids.
Right after Stay Nasty.
So then that happens, but then, you know, after a while, then you get the reverse
right
is
now.
True. It's like, oh, I want to name my kid after my grandmother or my grandfather, whatever. So you might get, like, a few generations where the names change, and then they come back again.
So it's,
which
like,
is
cyclical.
Maybe,
yeah.
Right, it's maybe why they have, you have, there's a lot of people whose grandma's names are Sophia, or Rose,
Zacchaeus,
or Olivia, and now there's kids named that because they're naming them after their grandparents. Yeah, that's
right. So what about like the names that were popular when we were younger, like Kim and Jason,
Emily,
and
Emily is everywhere. Yeah,
you know, where did those have a time, or did they just show
I think
up?
Those are kind of I feel like they've got staying power, like Dave.
Yeah.
Right, Emily, but did Dave, they have a cycle before?
Oh, you know what, Brittany.
Brittany, Brittany, yes.
There aren't any, like, old people named Brittany.
That's well,
so
true.
That's, like, a very, like, maybe late
there will be someday.
70s to, like, mid-90s. There are a lot of Brittanys. Yeah.
Well, because now anything...
You also don't see any young... There's no young Brittanys anymore. Right. You don't name your kid Brittany anymore. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's also funny to have... I know Rachel thinks it's hilarious. Babies name things like Bruce.
Yes, because, baby Bruce.
Yes. Yeah.
Or like your dad, Eric.
What?
I've seen pictures. His name's Chuck.
Right.
Charles. But I've seen like baby pictures where it says Chuck, 2 years old. Like,
yeah,
just
baby,
call him little baby Chuck.
I have a friend who her kid's name is Henry, but they call him Hank.
Oh, I
and
love
he's
it.
He's two. It's like,
Hank
he should have
cool
a cane.
Hank. Yeah.
Hank.
Or be drinking he's, beer in the alley.
Yeah. But I totally get you on that one. Yeah.
Well, anyways, I had to mention that one. Another one I had to mention was racehorses.
Oh, how they come, have the best names.
Yeah, how come they have to have such fucked up names?
Do they? Or are they just pet names? I feel like you can name your cat or dog.
But they're like one for the money.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're phrases.
Yeah.
Well, our dogs were that way. When we got when we had our greyhounds, they came with racetrack names.
Mm-hmm.
Tyville Dodge.
I think part of that is that they're all...
Oh, that's how you just call them.
The other ones are like, you know, thank your lucky stars. They just call the dogs stars.
They're all
whatever they want. That.
Trademarked and stuff, though, too. So maybe that's it. There's just been so many horses, they have to start naming them weird stuff because all the other names, you know...
That's probably like from a gambling superstition. You know,
like, was there ever a horse named Phil? Maybe. Maybe there was a Phil.
But Phil was lost terrible.
Yeah. Phil sucks.
Yeah, man. Now that is a new racehorse name. Yeah.
Phil sucks.
Phil sucks.
Sucks. I like Bruce for a horse. That's a good horse named Bruce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Bruiser if he's kicky.
If he's kicky.
There's some good horse names, like from fiction, too. Like Gandalf's horse was Shadowfax.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a badass.
Wait,
name.
Was it spelled like F-A-X or F-A-C-T-S?
No.
Shadowfax.
He had all the facts of the show.
Yeah, right. Like a fact machine.
If that horse was born to trendy white parents today, it would be
And then in Lonesome Dove, the horse's name was Hellbitch.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
I don't know any horse names besides.
Secretariat is the only one I can ever think of.
War really. Admiral.
Black Beauty. Okay. I don't know.
Manowar.
Seabiscuit.
What is that?
Yeah.
Like, where do you even come up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
what is a Seabiscuit?
I don't know.
Soggy.
Salty.
Salty and soggy.
I'm going to show you my Seabiscuit.
Please don't show me your Seabiscuit.
Do you guys watch the Kentucky Derby?
No.
I have. I played two shows during the Kentucky Derby. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
With the hat. Everyone had the hats.
Yeah.
They were like...
But they're not watching the Kentucky Derby. They're just like sitting around drinking. Like,
because the Derby's 2 minutes.
Yeah. No, it actually, all the races had gone and then we played, but they all had the garb, if you will.
Garb.
Moniker.
Vagina.
Hey, I had the... one thing I think we should touch on, though.
Yeah.
I mentioned, in passing, what is up with white people names now?
Oh, yeah.
They're getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
As in, like, white people names, the name hasn't changed, but the spelling has.
Yeah.
Or even the new ones, you know?
Or, like, Madison.
Yeah. That wasn't a thing before.
So, Brooklyn.
Madison came from the movie Splash.
Yes.
Yeah, there was never a name before Splash.
What? But I feel like not even like right, because that was like mid-80s. I feel like Madison took off like in the early 2000s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
so it's like...
And you've got the other things that are made up things that aren't real things.
Like?
You know, Kisley.
Oh yeah,
right.
Oh,
what the hell is that? It's like Kelsey, Lakeley. Or yeah, well, yeah, something like that, or
yeah,
Lakeland,
or like
we have a few Braxton. We know a few people with names like that.
I wonder if some of the I know Australia has some weird because I know
they also have lots of different cultures there, though.
Yeah, like, well,
we got that too. You know,
I mean, this is people. A melting pot, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but that. I feel like if...
A fondue.
Like,
a
actually, when you said Australia, I thought New Zealand, so never mind.
Well,
because I'm thinking of, like, the Maori people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I guess
just getting
maybe,
New Zealand and Australia mixed up like everyone else.
Like, for instance, I knew this guy named, a white guy named Kenji. Mm. Well, it's because he grew up on a Japanese army base.
So that's a real name, though.
Yeah. Right. But
it's, I think it'd be hard at the same time the meaning of Braxton.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. True.
That's not a thing. That's something somebody made
up. It's a Tony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But you got those and you got, you know, your various Aidens with different consonants and for Cades, James, Fadens.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel
true.
Like a lot of those won't age well.
Fifi for Fadens. You know? And someday you're gonna go to a polling place, and you're gonna get a little, and you're gonna have to vote for like President Kaden, President Kisley.
Well, even
President Kisley.
Newt, or you know, like Newt Gingrich, or you know what? I know there's more out there. I don't know, famous people with weird.
Yeah. Well, and then that's the other thing, that famous white people, particularly.
Yeah.
With like Apple.
Apple?
Oh,
you
can't
name
it
Apple. That's what is it?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Just really? Name your kid Apple, or Penn Jillette named his kid Moxie Crime Fighter.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Pilot Inspector.
Yeah.
Pilot Inspector.
Yeah. Was that Jason Lee?
What the hell? Jason Lee. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's going on with
Pilot
that?
Inspector?
I don't know. It's
something in the water out there. I think.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I knew a girl that named her daughter Riot.
Riot.
But she spelled it R-Y-E-T-T-E.
Oh, right.
Riot.
But the thing, though, is that this kid was, like, the fucking worst kid ever. I'm like, why the fuck do you name her Riot? So then she got pregnant again, and I asked her if she was going to name her kid Protest.
Self-fulfilling destiny.
But actually, what she wanted to do was... she was hoping she was going to have another girl, and she was going to name her Elizabeth. And I'm like, well, that makes a lot of fucking sense with Riot over there. But she ended up having a boy, and she talked about naming him Zybeth.
What is that Zybeth? Now?
It's two-thirds of Elizabeth. That's what it is. And I'm like, no.
That's not the kid. I think my ultimate opinion on a name, right? Mm. It should mean something. It shouldn't just mean a name that you came up with because you wanted a girl and two-thirds.
It's like, how about you just have another kid then after that and hope for a girl?
Or just pick another name that means something cool. You know? And it doesn't, you know, there's plenty of names that are real names to choose from.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even stuff that you could make a name that means something. But this all this made-up stuff has got to stop.
There's a study that shows... like, the more educated the parents are, the more common the name will be until they get, like, graduate degrees. And then when they're higher, you know, have a higher education, the names get nuts again. It's like a bell curve.
Hmm.
That's odd.
You know, I have to say, I'm not sure that it would bother me to have... I guess, you know, obviously none of us have kids, but I don't know that I would be opposed to like one of those out there names.
Oh, our kids' names are already picked out, so you don't.
Okay,
really get a
so there's that. But
our oopses.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Can we know what those names are?
Well,
it seems it's on topic.
The first one, whether it's a boy or girl, is going to be Rudy.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
With a Y, no matter what. There's no I.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's going to be Rudy.
Well, that's like what you were saying before, that with people taking a name that's a normal name and spelling it all stupid.
Right. And then the rest of them, there's like a handful of names we can choose from.
How many times are you going to oops?
Well, we're doing pretty good so far, so.
Yeah. I don't know.
With zero, but you never know.
You gotta.
Twins run in my family, so.
Oh, okay. So you need at least
run in
two.
Both of our families.
But you need at least two of each name.
Yeah, then. I know. I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
Because you're just being extra careful.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up to our time here. Is there anything you want to touch on before we sign off?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
How about one final question for our listeners to ponder?
Oh, that's a good one. Did you have one in mind?
It's really just the one you wrote on the board. Does your name steer your destiny?
Oh, let's do one word, yes or no, just from no explanation from each of us. But how about starting with you, Haley?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I say.
Oh, I've been out.
Well, ponder.
Can I change mine to? No,
nope.
I'm just kidding.
Nope. You fail already. Sorry. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you guys for coming on the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for bringing some beers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your beers.
Oh.
Absolutely. We needed someone who knew what they were doing to drink it.
Yeah, someone to give us a name for it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I think we're doing a podcast next week too.
Maybe.
All right. Well,
we can't do a podcast the week after that because I'll be in Dubuque.
Right. So TBD.
Hey. I know. I'm going to get Dubuked.
Dubuked.
I don't want to get Dubuked. It's never fun.
All right, y'all. Let's cheers here.
Hold on. 1 second.
Okay. I don't have any beer, but it's all right.
This is not all right.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right. Bye.
Bye.